This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Screen by Draymond. Curry gets Lively again.
He wants a three.
Yes, he does. Backs up, shoots a deep three over Lively. It's good! It's good! The Warriors lead by four with 26.4 to go. And Stephen Curry beating his chest, talking to the crowd.
Now back to Warriors Wrap Up on 95.7 The Game.
Tim Roy describing the action. That was the dagger from Steph Curry. That would put the Warriors up pretty much for good. 118-114. Curry with 12 points in the final 3:10. Had the last 10 for the Dubs as they spoil Klay Thompson's return to Chase Center, 120-117. And Curry was talking to the crowd. He was talking to the camera. He was talking to the Mavericks. He was talking to Klay. He was talking to apparently whoever would listen out there in the void. Steph Curry sometimes loses his mind, and I think at the podium a moment ago he said, I don't really know what I said, and that I do believe because he just becomes another person, and it makes it all the more impressive that he can just turn that switch on and off, but that level of competitive fire I don't think is normally extracted. Again, it's why the confluence of factors tonight create that moment, whether it's Klay Thompson coming back, you know, the Mavericks, of course, putting themselves in a position to win. Klay trying to take what once was part of his house back by shimmying and doing Steph's celebration, giving the three eyeball celebration to go up five down the stretch of that basketball game, feeling like Dallas had it in the grip of their hands, and then Curry coming over and just ripping the W from the Mavs. That was a moment that I think is one that we're always going to remember, and it's because Curry's the greatest showman in sports. You know, he doesn't always win, but it feels like whenever there's, I don't know, just something extra at play, that he has something special, and it's why he's one of the greatest to ever do it, and it's why tonight was nearly a perfect night. But before we get to Steve Kerr, who I thought had some interesting comments about, of course, Klay, Curry, Draymond, all the rest, let's go to Shaka in Berkeley if we have him, Cam. 888-957-9570. Evan Giddings with you on Warriors Wrap Up here on 95.7 The Game. Let's talk to Shaka. Shaka, what's up, my man?
What's up, big dog, man? It was a great night, man, for the town, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. Nobody closes like him. The only thing I've ever saw like Curry closing was Jordan, when he would just take over the game for 3 to 4 minutes, and you would be like, you know, that's when we all were Magic and Bird, and we really didn't know Jordan's greatness. And you know, those playoff games and those championship games were like when he played the Lakers, and he just took over the whole game for like 6 minutes, man. Nobody closes like him. But still, I just would have liked this, that conversation that him and Klay had, when Klay said he didn't want all with talking and nothing, he just wanted to play. I wonder if that brought a lot of, I don't know, you know, I'm just thinking in my mind, there's so much competitive, they've been playing together for so many years, and they like brothers, you know what I mean? So, you know, him and Draymond, see, Draymond had a great game, all the blocks, you know, and just playing lonely, the remnants of the championship team. Iguodala came out. It was just electric, man. And, I know Clay got to be feeling, got to feel kind of not getting the win and seeing this X team be 9-2 and on top. So I'm just hoping Clay just get through and continue to have a great career, man. That's all I wanted to say, man.
Appreciate it, Shaka. Yeah, that last part is, you know, I think that was also a part of this game too. You know, maybe not as much for Curry or Draymond, but absolutely for Clay. I 100% believe two things. Number one, Clay Thompson wanted to win this game tonight as much for the victory itself as to prove the Golden State Warriors made a mistake, that they moved on and did not treat a legend the way that he should have been treated, and they made a mistake by getting rid of him, that they were going to be worse the moment that he left. I 100% believe that, especially because the Warriors have got off to such a good start. He wanted to win the game, that I believe. Number two, and I said it on Warriors Live before the game, I also believe that Clay, who took less money annually, not less money total, to go to Dallas, but he did take less money total and annually to go to Dallas instead of the Lakers. And I think he did that because he wants to win a fifth championship, but because he wants to be better than the Warriors. You know, it's some. I always think it's funny, like a lot of times athletes, some of them we kill for, I don't know, being too prideful. Others we prop up, right? Like I remember when Kobe won his fifth championship, one of the first things he said at the podium after was, "I got more than Shaq." Like, some guys really just hold on to it, and that is a big prideful thing for them. Clay is an incredibly prideful person, and I think he chose the Mavericks because he thought that they would give the best chance for him to be better than the Warriors and be better than his previous stop. And while some people might say that's childish, or, you know, it's because he, I don't know, is mad and salty, sure, I think it's also just because that's Klay Thompson. He's a competitor. It's why a lot of people, you know, probably wanted Klay to do well tonight, but more importantly, they wanted the Warriors to win. And that's why I think, Shaka, this was probably the best case scenario for Golden State, which was Klay Thompson has a good game. You know, still.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Proves that he's a quality player. 22.6 threes. But the Warriors win. And they won because Curry is the closer. And they won because Draymond Green defensively is still at maybe not the peak of his powers, but pretty damn close. And the Warriors as a team are 9-2 because they have so far through 11 games, you know, a little over 10%, managed to blend a perfect, medley of top-end star power with incredible depth, and on different nights, they can win different ways. Tonight was not a strength in numbers game, in my opinion. I know Kerr played a lot of guys, and just looking at the numbers, you know, effectively, he played 10 in this game, 11 if you want to include a GP2. But he basically played a 10-man rotation, and Curry played 35 minutes, Draymond Green played 31, Wiggins played 33. You know, there were some guys with some relatively heavy minutes, but this wasn't a strength in numbers game. It's not like they just blew a team or they won a game like in Houston without Curry. It's not like they won a game against the Pelicans like earlier in the year with a bunch with like six double-digit scores. You know, they had, I think, five tonight. But Draymond Green barely eclipsed 10 points. You know, Curry was the only guy with more than 20. It was a one-man band offense down the stretch. Defensively is where this team is different, and that depth, I think, allows them to be their best selves. But this was a game where they needed Curry against a great team to take them home. And that's why, as we kind of move forward here in this conversation, I do, as we're about to turn Steve Kerr on, want to throw this prop out. Does this feel like the template, a sustainable template for a potential postseason run? We've now seen the Warriors play Boston, Cleveland, Oklahoma City, and Dallas. If you want to throw Houston in there, that's, you know, that's up to you. But those last four teams they played are teams that were in the final four of their respective conferences. Dallas made it to the finals. Boston beat them in the finals. Cleveland was in the conference semis, as well as OKC. The Warriors now have an idea of, I think, what style they need to beat those caliber of teams, in addition to how they can obviously dispatch the Portlands or Utahs or even a depleted New Orleans team. How are you feeling about the Warriors' chances outside of just the fact that Klay Thompson got beaten in the time that he came back to Chase Center, at least for the first time? So 888-957-9570 is the number. Cam, if we could listen to Steve Kerr, that would be fantastic. Here's the head coach of the Golden State Warriors after the 120-117 win.
I was a little misty-eyed for sure. That was really cool. An amazing moment. Our crowd was great. Klay was great. You could see how much he enjoyed it. And beautiful scene.
Steve, how would you describe the fourth quarter? And then after the game, we saw you embrace Klay, and Steph comes over and embraces Klay. How would you describe just the fourth quarter and the immediate few minutes following the game here?
Well, it was, you know, kind of similar to the second quarter, you know, where they jumped us. You know, we won the first and the third quarters pretty well. Played really well. Ball was moving. Our defense was good. Second and fourth, we really struggled in both. And, you know, they got off to that great start, took the lead, and just an incredible finish, anchored by Steph and Draymond. Steph on the offensive side, Draymond on the defensive side. It's amazing to watch those guys still after all these years. And couldn't be prouder of the team for, you know, a tough win against a great team.
How critical was Andrew's defense on Luka, particularly in that second half?
Yeah, Wiggs was great. I just think there has to be an accumulative effect on Luka. You can't stop him. He gets to so many shots, so you just have to try to make it difficult. And you know, he played 41 minutes. Wiggs was draped all over him. You know, and I thought, you know, maybe that affected the 3-point shooting a little bit. He was 2 for 10. He's such a phenomenal player, but you just make it difficult, and I thought that's what Wiggs did.
There was a lot of talk before the game about Klay's emotions and everything, but do you think Steph had a little extra jolt
tonight? Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. You know, and he was matched up against him defensively. You know, we did our pregame scout and we went through the matchups, and it's almost surreal saying, all right, Steph, you got Klay. I mean, just, and Steph smiled as soon as he saw the matchups. He just, I looked over at him and he smiled, kind of shook his head like, this is weird, you know. So it was a strange night in that regard, but ultimately, you know, it was a great night. You know, Klay hit some big shots and, you know, 22 points and made his mark on the game. And obviously we were thrilled to come away with the win. And then to see, the emotion in the crowd and the love for Clay was fantastic.
A little bit of that trash talk happened.
It was. We were fellas watching.
Yeah, no, that was as close to a perfect night as possible. That was Steve Kerr, along with the very end, Bonte Hill, who you can hear tomorrow at 6 a.m. with Joe Shasky on the morning roast, Steining Goo from 10 to 2, and then William Dibbs from 2 to 6. A lot to react to after this basketball game on Warriors Wrap at 888-957-9570. Feel free to call in as we have a couple minutes left here. But I also, from the Comcast Business Text Line, I think this is kind of what caught people. Salute to Clay and his return, but King Curry is still the best to ever do it in league history. I don't know about league history, but someone mentioned earlier, I think it might have been Shaka, how there was a Jordan-esque feeling to tonight and kind of what there's been with Steph. I think it started in Paris with the Olympics. Like this idea that if Curry has the ball in his hands at the end of a game, that there's this inevitability that he is going to seal the deal. And sure, there's a lot of season left, about 71 games. Is he going to fail? Probably at some point. But overall, when the game is in the balance and you have the best player on the floor, I think you have a great chance to win that game. And that's why, as much as the conversation might steer towards tomorrow, the Warriors are not just legit, but they got action in a Western Conference that right now sees them perched atop with Oklahoma City alongside the Phoenix Suns. And both of those other two teams have something that the Warriors don't, but the Warriors have something that they don't. What the Phoenix Suns and Oklahoma City Thunder have at full strength would be star power or budding star power. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is fantastic. Jalen Williams is coming to his own. Chet Holmgren, assuming that he comes back at 100% in a while at full strength, gives them, a three-headed monster in addition to, the two-way players that they have. The Phoenix Suns, I think a lot of people have been shocked by their start, but even with KD missing a game, they were still able to, earn a victory tonight. Granted, it was against Utah, but they have Devin Booker. Bradley Beal's playing better than he was last year, which is not very difficult to do. And Kevin Durant's been playing basically 40 minutes a night. Their point difference, they've been winning a lot of close games, but they're still 9-2. So, the Denver Nuggets have started to stabilize their season. They've won 5 in a row on the back of, right now, the MVP front runner for, a fourth time, Nikola Jokic. I think a lot of people are going to start thinking about what the Warriors need at this point, because to me, so far, what I've drawn from this season is, I think it's going to be very difficult for the Warriors to make the move that everyone wants. And the reason is, whenever you make a trade, especially if you're in a position the Warriors are, it's to get better. And right now, this team, I think, has been not exposed, but there are some flaws in this team, and it would be on the interior. Like you saw tonight that Derek Lively and Daniel Gafford could have their way at times, and that's been a Dallas calling card that flipped their season again last year and helped them make the finals. An interior presence that's pretty much relentless and was also missing PJ Washington. Against Cleveland, the combination of Jared Allen and Evan Mobley specifically really bothered Golden State. We didn't get to see them against Boston with Porzingis. We didn't get to see them against OKC, with Holmgren for the majority of that game, and Hartenstein was out. We haven't seen them yet against Denver. We haven't really seen them play, to a massive level outside of Dallas, and this was a great test that they passed tonight. We haven't seen them be able to survive for long periods of time when other teams have presence, size, and physicality. And that's why I think, Draymond is such a unique weapon for Steve Kerr to deploy at the five, but I don't think that's going to work sustainably for a long period of time. So, maybe you could also write it off as, hey, the Warriors didn't have their usual bench performance tonight. They shot it below 40% from three. They were 14 of 41 from distance. They didn't really shoot it. Buddy Hield had an off shooting night. He was a minus 21, which was a game low, even though he had 14 points. That's going to be something that also comes back. I think the Warriors are built to sustainably beat teams that A, are injured or depleted, or B, are not very good. Like, they're going to beat a lot of bottom feeders. They're going to beat a lot of teams and they're better than. And they're also going to be able to beat some good teams when they catch them without a particular player or on an off night. And that's good enough to win a lot of games. But I think as we continue to move forward and see the Warriors stack more W's, which they're 9-2 right now, we're going to start asking the question, do they need to make a trade? And if so, how do they improve this roster? And to me, it's something of the interior, but also I can't refute the fact that Trayce Jackson-Davis allows Draymond to be really good at the four. Did TJD have a great first half tonight? No. I thought he was good in his second stint, but he only played 14 minutes, and he's probably not going to get big minutes. Kevon Looney also only played 15 minutes in this game, but I'm not sure he can be a five that is going to play against the top dogs for 20 to 25 minutes. The Warriors are going to have to beat teams either playing small, like they did tonight. And actually, the one thing that gives me hope that whether they decide to make a move or not, that this team is going to be able to find another level, it's if they can unlock the combination of Kuminga and Wiggins, because Wiggins held Doncic primarily to not a single point in the fourth quarter. And I think JK is also a pretty capable defender. De'Anthony Melton is a switchable defender. Draymond Green can do that as well. That final five, and Curry himself is no slouch defensively, that final five doesn't have a player that you can just pick on. With all love to Clay, if he's closing a game, he's going to get hunted, especially come playoff time. And the Warriors, if they're able to play, they're two wings together with Dre at the five, Melton, or I don't know, maybe some nights it's Moody. Could be Gary Payton II, who I think that Steve Kerr has tried to close with. You know, those players allow them to be better defensively. And when you have Curry, who's able to do what he does on offense, well, then you become a very lethal team and a very versatile team that can win a lot of different ways. So that's what I love so far about this group, is it appears to have a lot of different ways to, a lot of different lineups to throw at you and a lot of different ways to win. But overall tonight, you know, kind of as we wind this thing down, if you have any last calls, feel free to get them in at 888-957-9570. Any last text messages on the Comcast Business Text Line. You know, to me, I think this game was one that I was very much looking forward to, and I thought it lived up to the billing. With Clay returning to the Bay Area, the crowd, along with the Warriors, you know, that kind of 400 person reception before the game, that was all staff members. That was all people that Klay Thompson had helped probably in the city of Oakland in some way, shape, or form now here in San Francisco. Because, again, Klay Thompson along with Draymond and Steph, to me, are as responsible for helping this franchise grow into the multi-billion dollar enterprise that it is currently. And with that, you know, I've heard stories about the Warriors operation back when Laker bought the team, and it's tenfold since then. So Klay Thompson, in many ways, is responsible for also the jobs that a lot of these people have here at Chase Center. And for them to show their support before the game as he's walking into the arena is something, number one, I've never seen before. And I think it also was something that Klay could not deny having, you know, kind of extracted affection from him. He tried to come in, and he was going to be Killer Klay, and he was going to be stone cold and just try and make this another game. And the Warriors wouldn't let him, you know, in the best way. The Warriors would not let Klay Thompson not show his emotion and his affection that was reciprocated tenfold, I thought, from before the game to the pregame ceremony, the video tribute and standing ovation, all the way to the end of the game when he was getting love from his teammates. He got a final ovation as he walked off the floor. And though he could not claim Chase Center as his arena tonight, it did feel like that before and after the game. And that was a really cool moment. And that the Warriors put on basically a perfect Klay Thompson tribute. And the Sea Captain's caps, some people might have thought they were corny. I might have been one of them before the game. But by the end of the game, it was pretty damn cool. In fact, I was actually trying to procure a few Sea Captain's caps for a few people that were loving it as well from home. So even on Klay's night, it is always Curry's night. A throwback big three game. Strangest part was having one of them on the other team wearing number 31, which is something I still have a hard time getting have a hard time getting over. The game within the game, you know, the Splash Brother versus Splash Brother battle from the first play when Clay's posting up Curry to Clay banging his chest, doing the shimmy, giving the three goggles to Curry, hitting 1-3, screaming at the crowd, hitting the dagger, screaming into the camera, just putting on a beautifully psychotic performance down the stretch of that basketball game. That game is why, to refute what Clay said on Sunday night, it's not just a regular season game in November. Tonight was not. It's a game that people are going to remember, that I personally will go back, crack a cold one, and watch that fourth quarter again, because I feel like I missed a lot of things, and I had goosebumps throughout, and I almost hated myself for the fact that I had to continue to take notes about this game so I could come talk to you, because I wanted to, as a fan and as a lover of the Warriors and the game of basketball, just sit down and enjoy this, because Curry, Clay, Draymond, and everybody else involved in this game made it a special night at Chase Center, and one that the Warriors, I don't even think they could have imagined just how perfectly it all came together. So, you know, I think there was a lot of individual things that maybe could, you know, you could look at and see it will get better there. Warriors apparently still can't make free throws. The bench didn't have its greatest night, though I thought Jonathan Kuminga with 16 points in 27 minutes was a saving grace of that second unit. You know, De'Anthony Melton looks like he is here to stay in the starting lineup as a two-way two guard that the Warriors, I think, really need. Not a shot at Klay Thompson. I just think he helps this team with what he's able to do when he's healthy, and allows someone like Wiggins to also be the capable defender that he is. It allows Draymond Green to play center field alongside TJD and Kevon Looney. You know, this Warriors team right now is multifaceted in a way that it felt a couple of seasons ago when they won the championship, but they still have a lot of time to prove that they deserve to be in that conversation, and right now have grabbed our attention. Tonight was about the game within the game, but as we move forward, it's also going to be about what the Golden State Warriors can prove that they can do without the weight of expectations. We're beginning to put the expectations back on them with winning 9 of their first 11, but as for tonight, again, it's about Clay, it's about Curry, it's about Dre, and it's about celebrating a four-time champion in his return home that the Warriors spoil in 120-117 fashion. So big thank you to Cameron Williams back in our 95.7 The Game studios. Big thank you to Chris O'Connell cutting, as always, doing a fantastic job behind the scenes. Big thank you to everyone back in our 95.7 studios from Chase Center. My name is Evan Giddings saying so long. Make thank you to everybody called in, everybody who has texted in, and everybody who has, again, helped contribute, whether you were tipping your cap to Clay in the arena, from home, before the game, after the game. Everybody made this a special night, the players, the fans, and I'm glad that I had a chance to chop it up with you after. So that'll do it for us on Warriors Wrap-Up. We will talk to you next as the Golden State Warriors get set for another matchup in not much time, of course, staring ahead on their schedule. They will be back at it on Friday, hosting the Memphis Grizzlies. And another, oh, by the way, forgot to almost mention it, the NBA Cup. I think that's also a group stage game. The Warriors are also 1-0 in the NBA Cup. I know everybody had that on the top of their mind after tonight's game. But they're 9-2 overall, 1-0 in group play. And they'll take on the Memphis Grizzlies at 7 o'clock. Warriors Live with Mark Grandy will be at 6 p.m. Tim Roy, 6:30, play-by-play. As always, on your home for Golden State Warriors basketball. Saying so long from Chase Center. Evan, deuces. Thank you. Warriors, take off. And we'll talk to you next time on 95.7 The Game.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com